Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide radio show. The show's outrageous and it's contagious. It will lift your spirits high, you'll feel that you can fly. Transform your attitude, fill it with gratitude. Cut loose and improvise, it's coaching time today. Joyce is a great coach with an extraordinary approach. Fast on the upbeat, top of the heap. A wild motivator, great stimulator. Unstoppable in a humoristic way. Life lessons with passion, joyfully today. You want Joyce as your coach if you want this to be your best year ever.
Coach Joyce here. I want this to be your best year ever. I want this to be my best year ever. I want this to be the best year ever for our health guru and best friend, Beverly Nadler, and her extraordinary daughter, Dr. Denise Nadler, a.k.a. Ariana. And all of us, we want this to be the best year ever for our friends and family and loyal listeners worldwide. And that
Joyce, Barry, and friends, the number one radio show. You might be wondering why this is so. Memorable quotes, life lessons, and so much more. The Coach's Corner will make you soar. All outstanding guests that we love to feature. You will find the show to be the best teacher. Great authors like Tetsi Yuba and Bernie Siegel. Awesome leaders that soar like an eagle. Beverly Nadler with Here's to Your Health. Home business opportunities to increase your wealth. Kurt's impersonation and improvisation add to the show's transformation. Broadcasting live across America and around the globe with timely topics and issues to probe. The chat room is always fun. We see your comments and appreciate each one. Want to change your life? Change your approach.
And hire me, Joyce Barry, to be your life coach. Today is always one of the best days of my week, Thursday. Why? Because it's Here's to Your Health Thursday with our health guru, Beverly Nadler. So when Beverly has a show for us, I get my pad out, I get my pen out, because I always learn something from Beverly Nadler. She is amazing as a poet, as an author, as a health guru, not the least of which amazing as one of my best friends. Today, the healing power of energy psychology, we will discover the conscious and subconscious mental, emotional, and spiritual blocks that interfere with the flow of life force energy in the body, and to release these blocks so we can experience better health, happiness, success, and better relationships. Is that not worth giving a 1 hour of your time to just sit back, relax, listen, and learn from this show? And no worries if you can, for whatever reason, including being at work, you can hear it in our archives 24/7. In fact, all our shows for the 8 years we've been on the air are in our archives to download and listen anytime that is convenient for you. Beverly Nadler, welcome to the show, and always welcome as a major part of my life.
Thank you, Joyce. The feeling is mutual. I love being on the show, and you, of course, are also a major part of my life. I particularly love this topic because it means so much to so many people who are willing to go past the conventional modes of taking care of their health and their life, is looking at something different, something new. It's very, very new as far as healing is concerned, but for me, it's been a part of my life for over 20 years. So I'm very familiar with it. I love it, and I'm excited by the changes that people can make when they really get involved in this whole concept of energy therapy and then energy psychology. Actually, any therapy that works with the mind to affect the body or works with the body to affect the mind could be considered energy psychology. That would include some of the energy-based therapies that we discussed in two of our wonderful past presentations called The Benefits of Complementary and Alternative Therapies. And that would include hypnosis and Reiki and healing touch and therapeutic touch and neurolinguistic programming. All of these are energy healing techniques, and they do, to some degree, include making changes in the body to make changes in the mind.
And I have to say, the shows that we did about those modalities, folks, you can hear them. Go to our archives, Joyce Barry, Barrie, and friends.com. And part one was on April 6th, part two on April 13th. So you do want to check those out as well. This is what I would call a great threesome in this package for what we're including today about energy healing.
Thank you, Joyce. I'm so glad that you did give those links, because it would actually serve to even make what we're doing today more understandable or clearer to people. We're focused on a specific type of energy healing, and its purpose is for you to discover and release the patterns and programs, beliefs, emotions, and traumas that are literally stored, I might say stuck, in the subconscious mind. And as such, they interfere with our health, our success, our happiness, our relationships, our finances, any area of our life. Now, some of these we consciously are aware of and perhaps even attempting to change them. But, you know, many people have not been successful. They affirm what they want, and they're very sincere in wanting to make changes. They affirm what they want. They visualize what they want. They pray about it. They meditate about it. But they don't have the changes that they want, and they see so little results that sometimes it can even be detrimental, because the lack of results becomes so discouraging that they lose their self-confidence, lose their self-esteem, and they wonder, what am I doing wrong? Why can't I make this work? And today we're going to explain exactly what is, well, I can't say exactly, but what is probably going on, because the subconscious mind is the determiner of our life. If you've been listening to any of our shows in the past, and we've been on for a number of years, and a lot of the shows are about the mind, I talk about the fact that the subconscious mind, basically, really, it's like a computer. It's your mental computer, and it pretty much determines, just the way a computer determines outcomes, a physical computer, your subconscious mind determines the outcomes of your life. In other words, your health, happiness, success, relationships, all of the areas of your life are dependent upon the beliefs, the thoughts, the emotions, the traumas, the attitudes that are stored in your subconscious. And what this show is about is giving you access to the tools that can help you change that. Because as it says in the Bible, you know, you can't put new wine into old bottles. It has nothing to do with wine and bottles. It has to do with, you cannot put new concepts into a mind, into a brain that is filled with other concepts, especially the negative ones that you do not want to express in your life.
I was thinking how blessed I am that I don't need computers. I don't need encyclopedias. I just need you in my life, Beverly Gnadler. So wise and wonderful. And the information I get from you saves me hours of research time on the computer. Thank you for making my life that much easier.
That's very funny. It is, because, you know, everybody is gifted with different things that they can do well and that they like to do. And there's a difference. You can, you know, you can do something well and it's not what you want to do. I happen to love to do the research. It is part of my gift to be able to do it and to share it. So thank you for that, because I'm happy, really, truly happy to be able to share this with as many people, and not just today, but any of the things that I talk about. I study them for myself, my family, my friends, and then for as many people who are going to listen to this extraordinary show. And I have to say, Joyce, it's extraordinary every Thursday, but it's extraordinary every day, because you always have something that is meaningful, that is helpful, and in many different ways, whether it's educational, or whether it's motivational, whether it's or whether it's humorous, because humor is a wonderful thing for our health. So whatever shows you have and your wonderful guest, and I feel blessed to be able to be on it every week.
And thank you for that so much, and certainly the pleasure is all ours. Back to you.
Okay. Thank you. So the problem is that these interferences that come from the subconscious, they're operating at a level that we can't necessarily reach them. Even if we're aware of these are our issues on a conscious level, we don't know what is going on at the subconscious level. What are the thoughts? What are the traumas that have occurred that we no longer have any recollection of, that are interfering with our ability to create new patterns, so that we first have to release. See, this is the key to energy psychology, is that these techniques are designed specifically to first discover and release the negatives, the patterns, the beliefs, the traumas, the emotions, all of these things that are stored that we haven't been able to get to. And then after that's done, to actually reprogram ourselves with the positives that we want expressed in our life. And that's the problem when people are trying and really working at putting in positives, but their subconscious is filled with so many negatives. And I want to say this, please don't, quotes, blame yourself. This is something that happens to all of us, because we take on the beliefs and the concepts and the attitudes of other people. We take on what's called mass mind consciousness, things that are out there in the world. Everything is energy, and we pick this up. And often, most of the time, it has nothing to do with what we're looking for. It's simply because all energy is interconnected. It becomes a part of our consciousness, and we're not even aware of it. Also, no one on this planet has been, let's say, brought up in the perfect environment that promotes total health and happiness. We can't blame our parents for that any more than they can blame their parents or their parents before them. We are brought up in an environment according to the outstanding or the preferred beliefs of the time. And many times children were scolded for things that we'd say, well, that left a mark on them. What can you do with them? You know, everybody's got marks left on them. I remember I read something that was so amazing to me, because it was a case history in one of the many books that I do read and research on, of a young man who was extremely troubled when he came into an energy psychology healer. And he didn't know the source of it. In his mind, he's just full of anxiety and getting headaches and backaches and couldn't figure out, but he knew it had something to do with this stuff that was going on in his mind. When you hear what it's traced back to, you will probably be as surprised as I was. The origin of it was that as a young child, this father was giving him lessons, teaching him how to ride a bike. He fell off the bike. His father then refused to give him further lessons on the bike. He never learned how to ride a bike. Now you'd say, okay, big deal. Well, for this young man, he then lost his relationship to his father. His father, as far as he was concerned, was distant and didn't love him, which is very, very difficult for a young child to relate that. I'm not loved. And he also always felt like no matter what he did, it was never going to work. He was going to fail. He was going to fall off the road he was on. And you'd say, wow, could that really affect a person? Well, obviously it did. This young man was traced back to that origin.
That is, when I think of that story, there's so many more like that where you trace it back and people just don't let go.
But they don't know. They have no idea that that's the cause. I want to tell you that I never learned how to ride a bike. My parents actually paid people to teach me how to ride a bike. And no matter what happened, I didn't learn how. And finally, one young man gave up and he said, she's lovely, but she can't learn how to ride a bike. Probably something to do with her balance or something in her ears or whatever. It did not traumatize me. There may be other things that did, but the fact that I couldn't learn to ride a bike did not traumatize me. So sometimes we look, you know, at people and wonder, what could be the issue? But imagine what's going on in that poor person who can't figure out. I had a client who came to me, and I'm trying to remember exactly what her issue, why she came to me, but it had nothing to do with, on the surface, with what we uncovered. She came to me very, very troubled, and we traced it back to a statement. I don't remember the statement at this time. We're talking about a client I worked with maybe 10 years ago. A statement that her father made to her when she was a very young child. One statement that literally messed up her life, okay? So we had just a few sessions. And then there was a session for which she did not show up, and I called her, and she said, oh, I'm so sorry. She said, I'm totally healed. I meant to call and tell you. That was the key, and now that we've released that, I'm fine, and everything is fine. And when I checked with her about 5 months later, she said, oh, how nice to hear from you. Yes, everything is fine. That was her big issue, a statement her father made to her when she was a child. So the reason I'm stressing this is because many times we say, I should be able to take care of this myself. You know, people who are not too excited about the possibility, they may need some help. They may need professional help, or they may be able to discover the issues. Actually, and I'll mention it now, and then I'll tell you how to get my book, Vibrational Harmony, because I have one of these techniques. I have actually more than one, but one main technique. And people have contacted me to tell me how they've used this system that I describe to literally change their life. They've been able to uncover the issues, release them, and then reprogram themselves. So you can do this with a professional, and I do recommend that people maybe begin with a professional so that you get to feel comfortable with it. But some people just picked up my book, you know, and other people had worked with professionals, but until they had that background, they were unable to do it themselves. So, but it is not difficult. It is very much responsible for so many changes I've made in my life, particularly exercising. I hated exercise. I mean, literally hated it. And I knew that I needed to exercise because I'm, you know, very much into health. Like Joyce says, health guru. Health is my thing. So I worked on it with the particular technique that I will describe. And then I said to my daughter one day, okay, we can go to the gym. I'm ready to exercise. And that was probably about 15 years ago. And since then, exercise is a part of my life. Almost daily. There are a couple of days I might miss, but I do a number of different things. Some at the gym, I jump on a trampoline, I do yoga, exercise, walking. We did some hiking. It has become an important part of my life, but I had to work on it. So don't feel that, you know, because there are programs and patterns and things in your subconscious that are interfering with what you would like to happen in your life, there's something wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. We all have these issues. It's just part of being human.
When you say that, what comes up is programs and patterns and things. Oh, my, programs and patterns and things. And I say that because a lot of us hear this kind of information and feel overwhelmed by it. So I thank you for simplifying everything and making everything so doable and workable for all of us.
Oh, thank you. That makes me very happy. I like to know that when you tell me you're getting benefit out of it, I know that you are in touch with, and I'm talking at a vibrational level, an energy level, to feel your audience. Because whenever I'm speaking on your radio show, I want to reach your audience. And if it makes sense to you, then I know that it makes sense to them. And I also applaud you when you stop me and tell me, please explain that, because you're aware of the fact that your audience or many members of your audience may need an explanation also.
Yes, and, you know, I feel like I do represent my audience because my goal is that everyone gets value out of everything. So I do really appreciate, you know, you speaking in layman's terms and speaking to all of us, even to our friend Janice Miller. Is Beverly Nadler speaking to you, Janice?
Absolutely. She always is speaking to me. She's teaching me something that maybe I didn't know, or maybe I read it in her book and needed to be reminded. So I love when Beverly Nadler speaks to me.
And I love when you join us, Janice, because we appreciate so much the fact that you are 3 hours earlier than we are, and you get up to listen to our show and make your very insightful comments. So thank you so much for being here.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you, Joyce, for doing the most amazing show that Radio Talk Show has ever had. Thank you.
Now you know why we keep her around. We don't even pay her to say that.
Yes.
But, you know, Beverly's talking about healing energy. I just have to say to you, Janice, you have one of the best, most positive energy, upbeat energy, playful energy. So you always make a difference just hearing your voice.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And I'm going to go out and play the rest of the day after I do listen to your show and then do some yoga. And then I'm going to go play.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you. And so, Joyce, you were just talking about Janice's positive energy, which leads us right into the background that I want to give before I actually go and explain these techniques. And that background is the fact that everything is energy. Everything on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual planes, it's all energy. Energy, the physical energy is that which is vibrating at a low enough frequency so that it appears to our physical senses. Excuse me one moment.
Well, while we excuse you, let us go to the reason why people should be listening to our show every day, because you are not only the health guru, you are the poet extraordinaire, and you have provided us with the best, most powerful poem we've ever heard, and I want people to hear it and appreciate you and this show if they're new, if they're unfamiliar with us and all that we offer.
Listen to me. I have something to say about a wonderful way to start your day, a way to stimulate your mind and increase your energy, make you feel so good. And guess what? It's free. Weekdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, hear the Joyce, Barry, and Friends show. You'll find it on the internet, on Blog Talk Radio. This show is upbeat and fun and very inspirational. It's informative, educational, and very motivational. There's the Coach's Corner, great quotes and news. There are suggestions perspectives, and advice you can use to enhance your life and improve your health, plus clever, simple ways to increase your wealth. Joyce's perceptions and personality will keep you captivated, and her guests from many walks of life will always keep you fascinated. When Joyce and her friends speak, it's like you're in the conversation. This is part of what makes her show so unique, really a sensation. For Joyce's friends are not only the guests you're listening to, they're everyone who is tuning in. Yes, I do mean you. So refer your friends and family. They'll be so pleased to know. And let's make Joyce Barry and Friends the number one internet radio show.
And folks, we do ask that you partner up with us in having that happen. Just go to joycebarryandfriends.com, B-A-R-R-I-E, Barry. And right under my picture on the upper left of the home page, you will see the word follow. And just by clicking on that, you will hear about every guest, every show, every topic, so you need not miss any of them. So do become a follower. We're very grateful to our hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of loyal listeners and followers around the world. I don't know, perhaps I should have said thousands and thousands and thousands. So being very humble today, just become a follower and join the ranks. Back to you, Beverly.
I really enjoyed creating that poem. It came to me very suddenly. It expresses how I feel about the show and what I know about the show. And as I said, it's wonderful on Thursday, but it's wonderful every day of the week. So as I started to say, everything is energy. We are all energy beings, and the energy of our thoughts and feelings are very, very real. And the interconnection between our body and our mind is very real. And many, many scientists that we know, Deepak Chopra, many people are most likely familiar with, perhaps not as familiar with Candace Pert, but she has a book called Molecules of Emotion. They both talk about the fact how every single thought and feeling that we have is recorded in our mind and in every cell of our body, which is why the mind can make us sick. And very often now we'll find that health professionals, including the traditional MDs, will acknowledge that so many of our issues and problems, especially in health, are the result of these mental and emotional stress. And if it's not caused directly by that, it certainly plays a huge role. And so this is what we want to get to, what's stored in our mind.
Beverly, excuse me for one moment. You made a very important point, not to be overlooked. You said the mind can make us sick. How true is that? And we certainly know that to be true. Folks, we also want to stress the point that the mind can make you well. So it's a two-sided coin. You can use your mind to further your positive beliefs, your joy, your happiness, because that's what you choose. Or you can use your mind to keep you stuck in the negativity and the trauma of having ill health. It is your choice. Voltaire said, I choose to be happy. So you can choose it as well. And you can choose good health.
But many times we just can't get to that area, and that's why we have these wonderful techniques that will allow us to find and release these negative things that are floating around within our body and within our mind, and allow us to release them and move on and reprogram ourselves with what we want to be part of our life. And that's what the energy psychology techniques are so good for.
Beverly has a reprogramming technique. For those of you who don't know, she is a reprogramming coach. Beverly, for those in our audience who don't even know what that is or that it exists, please share a bit about that and give them your website.
Well, the reprogramming coach is one that helps you discover Not the person can't discover it. It's you that I'm a facilitator. Discover what are these issues, what are these things, just like the young man was able to remember what his father did not help him ride a bike, and this young woman was able to discover what her father said to her. The reprogramming coach helps to uncover those things, works with you to release them using the techniques that I will describe, and then helps you reprogramming, helps you discover. And most people know what they want. So it's not so hard to reprogram yourself after you have eliminated the things that you no longer want in your life. So that's what I do. My website is BeverlyNadler.com. And the book I mentioned, which everything that I'm talking about today is in that book, and of course a lot more is in that book, it's called Vibrational Harmony, The Real Secret of Success, Health, and Happiness. And I explain all about energy so that it makes sense, because the interesting thing that we found is because the mind is so powerful that if we give you something and say, this really works, and your mind says, oh, I know it doesn't work, it won't work for you. And I'll give you an example very briefly, and it's not about energy psychology, it's just about that kind of thing. My ex-husband's a chiropractor. I used to work in his office. We had many, many patients, but one that I want to tell you about now is a medical doctor, and this is about 30 years ago, so before people really understood how valuable chiropractic was. He was a medical doctor who was referred to my husband's office because medicine was not helping him. He was wearing a collar, a brace around his neck, and he had wonderful, wonderful results from the adjustments. Took off the brace around his neck, and each time he'd come in and he'd say, yeah, I'm feeling so much better. One day he doesn't show up. I call, and he says, oh, I'm not coming in anymore. I said, why? He said, because it doesn't work. I said, but I have all the notes I've taken from these times that you were here and how you were improving. He said, no, I imagined that. It doesn't work. His mind could not accept that chiropractic could help him. So this is why I'm mentioning this to you, that as you get more information about energy and the connection between the body and the mind and the fact that everything is energy, and that some of these things from way back when that you didn't even think about can be affecting you, then you can see the possibility, yeah, this could work, and decide to use it. And amazing things. Some people actually call energy psychology a form of magic because of how well it works. In fact, when there was, I think the school in Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut, when some very unfortunate, very sick person just killed children and teachers a few years ago in Newtown, Connecticut. There's a young man there who is an energy psychologist, and he wrote a book as a basis and explained how many people he had helped, parents of the children who were killed, by using the technique that I will describe and the technique that is particularly in my book and how it helped them. So I want you to realize that this is very valuable, and the fact that many people have not heard of it is because this is not something that can be advertised. There's no one to cover a big advertising budget like there is for drugs and even supplements and anything that's done with conventional health care. There isn't any advertising budget. No huge organization with multi-billions of dollars to let people know about it. So thank you, Joyce, for letting people know about it.
Yeah, and I just want to go back to when you mentioned your website. For people who don't know how to spell the name, a lot of letters sound like other letters. It's Beverly Nadler, N-A-D, like in David, BeverlyNadler.com, her website. And I want to take a moment and give a warm welcome in our chat room, Wildflower Wynn. Never saw you in the chat room before. A warm welcome. And if you want to just send a note in the chat room of how you found out about our show today, because I like the wildflower wind. It says something about you, that you're uninhibited, my interpretation, a wildflower wind. And you get blown away and you can blow people away. Of course, I'm just playing with you, but I did want to extend a warm welcome. Again, BeverlyNadler.com. She's a reprogramming coach. And I just want to mention that I'm a success coach, a life coach, two very, very different things. I work on goals and getting out of your comfort zone and the next step. With Beverly, it's more of a healing modality to heal what needs to be reprogrammed. So they're very different kinds of coaching. And I just want to refer you all to my website, Joyce Barry, BARRIE.com. That's my official website where you can see about my seminars and my coaching and things of that nature. And you will see endorsements from people all over the country, people just like you that I've worked with. And here are just a few of my very favorites.
Joyce Barry is an outstanding success coach. She is a master coach, the best of the best. Here are just a few of her clients who want to endorse her. Marlon Brando.
Hiring Joyce as a coach is an offer you can't refuse.
President Bill Clinton.
I did not have sex with that woman. I did not have sex with Joyce. She is my coach.
Sylvester Stallone.
Yo, Adrian, Joyce is the best coach, you know. She helped me train for Rocky.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I hired the Joycenator because no matter how much I may drive her crazy, I know she'll be back.
President Ronald Reagan.
Well, Joyce, Nancy and I just love you. There you go again. Win one for the Barry.
Elvis Presley.
I'm all shook up about hiring Joyce as a coach. I'll get a little less conversation, a little more coaching.
Jack Nicholson.
If you can handle the truth, you want Joyce as your coach.
Johnny Carson.
I can hire Joyce as a coach? I did not know that. That is wild. Did you know that, Ed?
Charlie Sheen.
Winning. That's because Joyce is my coach. Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Woody Allen.
Are you crazy? This whole time I haven't had Joyce Barry as a coach? You kidding me?
Hi, Ted Siuba, and I think and grow rich. If you are thinking about hiring Joyce Barry as your coach, just do it, and we'll grow rich together.
And even Joyce Barry herself.
What do Olympic athletes have that you don't have? A coach. Hire me and have this be your best year ever. If not now, when? I want that gold medal. I want to hire me.
Email coachjoyce@AOL.com. That's coachjoyce@AOL.com.
And just for sending that email to coachjoyce@AOL.com, I'll be happy to give you a free consultation. You can get a taste of what my kind of coaching is all about. Just send the email in the subject line, put Beverly, so I know what show had you write to us. And in the text of the email, your name, phone number, best time to reach you, and what you'd like to talk to me about, and I will give you that free consultation. Don't forget name, phone number, best time to reach you, and what time zone you're in. And Beverly's site, BeverlyNadler.com, you want to check that out for her awesome books and her kind of coaching. Back to you, Beverly.
Thank you, Joyce. Yes, Joyce is an unusually gifted coach. And that's a success coach. Energy psychology, of course, is a different story. And reprogramming. Yes, you can also read about my book on my site, Vibrational Harmony, and you can even order it from my site. And it has everything that I'm going to be that I've talked about, and the things I will be talking about now, and of course, a lot more. Let me give you some background about how this type of psychology, energy psychology came into being. It's based upon Oriental medicine, most of them, not all, but most of them, using the acupuncture points and the meridians. And we use them basically most of, not all, but most of the techniques have to do with tapping on specific points, and those points are shown as a chart in my book, there's an explanation. There's also many, many examples of how to use this, the things you would be actually saying things as you are tapping. And your body is brilliant. It knows exactly how to release the energy so that if someone is has a belief, for instance, I'm not good enough, or I can never be successful, or I'm always sick, I'm always tired, whatever things are going on in people's minds, and it could be anything, and it doesn't have to only do with health, but they will be tapping to release the beliefs first on these particular points, and this is not difficult to do. But where a professional can help you is that they can facilitate in getting you to actually realize, come up from your subconscious, the things that need to be released that you might never have thought about but on your own. But as I said, many people use the technique by themselves. So they're tapping on these particular points, changing the flow of energy, releasing the negativity that was stored there, those blockages, and sending that energy out. Usually it's done, there's breathing involved in that. Breath is a wonderful healer also. We've actually done shows just on the importance of your breath and how to breathe properly, so that one would make a statement as they're tapping, and then they would breathe, literally breathing out this belief, this block. It could be a trauma where someone actually is going to say, even though I had this trauma, and they will mention the name, to the person, if you're working with someone or by yourself, this trauma, I deeply and profoundly love, forgive, and accept myself. Very important statement. It is the leading statement for most of these, and I won't say all, but most of these techniques. The original on this particular one was actually thought field therapy, and it was developed by Dr. Callahan, Roger Callahan, who is now deceased, but he actually started this, and he created algorithms for various different conditions and various different problems that he used to tap. Now, one of his first students was an engineer, Gary Craig, who then took the work of Dr. Callahan and created it in a simpler form where the algorithms were not necessary. He tapped on the same areas, the same what they call acupuncture points or acupressure points, and had the results. EFT, which is emotional freedom techniques, is probably the most well-known of the tapping techniques. Some people now are calling this acu-tapping, meaning you're tapping on the acupuncture, acupressure points. Some don't tap. Some people will have you press on the points. They'll have you massage the points. But they're using the acupuncture points because the flow of energy through these points, and people who are involved in using acupuncture are aware of that, helps to heal. But you can use it not just for healing. I'll give you an example of one of my clients who had a situation, and she was discussing it with me, and she said, I don't understand this. You know, I'm very, very capable, intelligent. I just don't understand it, but for some reason, no matter what job I get, I can never hold a job for more than a few weeks, at the most, maybe a month. And she said, I don't understand it. I just come from job to job, and it's very difficult. And I looked at her, and I said, you have a belief that you can only hold a job for a few weeks. I said, we have to release that belief. And amazingly, we released that belief. I didn't have to go through a whole lot of things to even discover where it came from. For whatever reason, it released. And the next job she got, she had for 5 years and left because she wanted to leave.
That is an extraordinary result, Beverly Nadler. Extraordinary.
I agree. It stunned me. If all of my clients were like that, I would be constantly searching for a new client every day. So it was wonderful. I was so pleased for her. So pleased. So let me give you a few of the, aside from thought. Now, there's many people who are thought field therapists, and they swear by Dr. Callahan's system, would not dream of altering it at all. There are others who are using EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, and in my book, mine is basically using that technique with, you know, everybody has, every therapist will have their own embellishments and changes, but we pretty much use the same points. And but there are many other people that have created other systems very much based on this, the Oriental, also based on eye positions. What has been found is that people looking in a certain direction and thinking about something that actually can release the energy. And someone who has created a system of that, it's called eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, Francis Shapiro. And I remember when I first heard about that, and it had been a friend of mine. I wasn't a client, it was a friend. And he said, I cannot believe the changes that took place in my life. And he didn't even know the name of it. He just said, I look from one direction, I look in another direction, and when I do some kind of tapping, he said, and I think a certain way. And he said, it's just amazing. And I've never had, you know, used the technique myself, but I can say I know of people who have. Others that that I know as, one point, I haven't been able to research it lately, but there was something that was Tapas acupressure technique developed by a woman named Tapas Fleming. And she had been, she was actually a licensed acupuncturist, but she used the pressure techniques, acupressure, as opposed to the tapping technique. And there are many, and I'll give you some of these names. You can look them up if you want, or you can just look up energy healing techniques, and you will find many names, because in the years that I originally researched this, many people have come up with their own techniques, but basically they are pretty much based upon the Oriental medicine or the use of the eyes or breathing, but some area, some of those, they're based on something, some science is what I want to say, not just what we say, somebody just something out of their head, although many of that works also, you know. Some people have a strong belief in something, they repeat something numerous times, and it works for them. But here are some of the other techniques. There's emotional freedom and healing, and that would be EM and H. Richard Ross, he's a transformational coach. There's holographic repatterning, Chloe Woodsworth. There's also Psyche. Psyche is very interesting because I took this particular course, and there is a very well-known author, and he's a biologist, microbiologist, and his name, Bruce Lipton, he wrote a wonderful, wonderful book on the biology of belief. He said that he spent years trying to get his work out, and he couldn't get it, and it's remarkable, wonderful, wonderful work, because he explains how our thoughts literally affect the cells of our body, literally, I mean, actually go as if they're pinpointing in there, how they get stuck in there. And until he used this particular technique called Psych-K, which was developed by Robert Williams, M.A., he was unable to get his work out. So that's one, and also one that I recently, when I say recently, as opposed to 20-some-odd years ago when I started with EFT, the healing codes. And this is based on the fact that we are all energy beings. We're all energy beings, and certain things that we say and ways that we breathe and things that we picture will work, and that is developed by Alexander Lloyd. And also one of the latest for me is the body, the emotional code. And that is, I've used that a lot. And you're literally looking at various different, when I say looking at, considering many, many different emotions. In this particular thing, you don't necessarily have to find the exact thing that was an issue to release it. What happens, the practitioners of this will use something called muscle testing, applied kinesiology. That is a technique in which you can actually check if something is working for you or not working for you. And by the way, there is an explanation of this on my website, and it's called muscle testing, or I might have the actual name. I haven't checked my website.
And that website, again, is Beverly Nadler, NADLER.com. As we're winding down here, I know Beverly's a wealth of information that any show could literally be about 20 hours on each one, but I want to share some things as we're getting ready to close out the show. Some of the healing modalities, literally today I'm going to the SARI Center. That would be S-A-R-I Center. It's in Palm Beach Gardens and also in West Palm Beach. I tell you about it, even though I know there are listeners from everywhere in the country and the world, because maybe you could find something like it in your neck of the woods. Today I'm having reflexology, a healing massage. I'm doing that. I've had acupuncture there several times. Healing touch I'm doing today as well. This particular center was developed to provide support to cancer patients and their loved ones, and I'm a survivor already 3 times of cancer and just discovered this center, and the people that work there are specifically trained to deal with cancer people and their issues and their loved ones, and it's all about healing and healing energy, and as I say, they're trained to deal with people's issues around cancer, but certainly it's applicable to other things as well. So I just wanted to share that for those of you interested that perhaps you are in Florida. The phone number is 561-578-5900. Also, I want to say that if you got, you know, what we said about checking out having a reprogramming coach or a success coach, if you're going to check that out, if you're going to check out our websites, BeverlyNadler.com, JoyceBarry.com, BARRIE.com. If you're looking at becoming a follower of our show, that would be Joyce Barry and Friends. com. I ask you, if all this makes sense to you and it's something you want to get to, then you ask you the question, if not now, when? Joyce Barry and Friends, the number one worldwide internet radio show. This poem, an original by yours truly, is entitled, If Not Now, When? We are giving you the education. We are giving you the information. We are giving you the motivation. We are giving you the inspiration. What you really need to do is to put this into application. Do you want a transformation? You must use your imagination. It might take some perspiration. It's all in the preparation. You must really be sure there is no procrastination. It helps to have a fascination and very strong determination. You want a positive demonstration, achieve success in the administration. It really is the time. Give each show your consideration. What is your aspiration? What do you need for stimulation? To get healthy and off that medication, to get wealthy, it's your destination. So make today the day for your participation. If you do, congratulations. If not, now, when? As a coach, folks, I ask
all my clients that for any goal they have, anything on their to-do list, if not now, when? Very important question. I'm sure you have very good answers, but keep that in mind. If not now, when? Beverly, what message would you like to leave our audience as we're closing out the show?
Well, I'd like to acknowledge that the two shows that we had on alternative complementary medicine, that they were wonderful, and the particular place that you recommended, the Sari Center, is a place where a lot of those things are available. What we're talking about today is something different. It is the energy psychology techniques, and so if you're interested in, if I've given you enough information so that you want to look this up, find out more about it, I urge you to go online and look for energy psychology techniques or energy psychology healing, and you will find many different ways of people in this, and many of them will offer you, I can't say many, but some will offer free consultations so that you can see if this kind of energy healing, which is different from what we spoke about in the two other programs, is for you also. That's my message. Please check it out. It is that important to release the negatives that are existing in our consciousness, because we all have that, and to then reprogram yourself with the positives that you want that will make your life more fulfilling.
Thank you for that, Beverly. And then that leads me to another concern, and I know we'll go over a few minutes. Beverly said, please check it out. The thing we don't want to hear is that you'll check it out someday. I have to share this with you for all of you who actually believe there is a someday. Someday, an original poem by yours truly, Joyce Barry. I went to my calendar and took a look. I discovered that someday was not in the book. I looked carefully, for someday I did seek, but only Monday through Sunday appeared on each week. I got really confused. This was not funny. I always said someday I'd make very good money. I always said someday I'd get everything done. I always said someday I'd be number one. I always said someday this and someday that. Someday is starting to sound like very old hat. I became very sure that something was wrong. No someday on my calendar all along. I thought everything I wanted would come to be. It would happen someday, I kept telling me. It was someday, I kept telling you, that all our dreams were sure to come true. How shocking to discover that all along, someday was not in the calendar. How could I be so wrong? How could I not know that why I was stuck was that someday would never, ever show up? There wasn't a calendar anywhere, none to be found, that had someday in it, it would never come around. I always knew that if something is going to be, I am totally responsible. It's all up to me. I thought of my goals and made a new list. How exciting to realize that someday did not exist. Now I really know without any doubt that Monday through Sunday is in and someday is out. So I ask you, women, I ask you, men, I ask myself, if not right now, when? And that is the question that it leads us back to, yet again. Beverly, I know that you always like to end the show when you're on with a poem that you wrote. What would it be today?
You've got to have faith, because, as I said, the more you understand why you're doing something, the more it'll work. Your mind won't tell you, no, this doesn't work. So you want to have faith. faith in the universe, faith in God, faith in the energy processes, faith that the things that you do will work for you. You've got to have faith to get what you want. It's the magical power of belief. But doubt, like fear, gets in the way. It's an elusive thief. Doubt steals your dreams so they can't come true, but you have strong belief that faith will sustain you. When you know God created it all and operates the universe by law, and you understand the power of your mind, the perfection of life fills you with awe. Of course, it's easy to have faith when life showers you with blessings. Not so easy when you're in the midst of struggle and painful lessons. Yet every philosophy about life's sacred journey says there will be difficulties and grief. And they also say joyous times await you. Just hold on to your faith and belief.
Wow, Beverly, yet again, it's so extraordinary. You're extraordinary. Thank you for a great show, fabulous poem, all that information. And folks, I want to close with my special prayer for all of you. May yesterday be the last day, the very last day of your struggles, your suffering, your ill health, your misfortunes, your problems, your pain, your worries, your troubles, your trials and tribulations. May today be the first day. It is the first day of the rest of your life. May it be the beginning of the very best of your life with extraordinary wishes granted and dreams coming true. Make this the most meaningful year of making more money, good health, good luck, good fortune, attracting special people and opportunities, creating magical memories, and manifesting marvelous miracles. So that is my special prayer for all of you. We wish you the blessings. Definitely keep the faith. Again, thank you to Beverly Nadler. And now, as we close out, we invite you to sing along with us, dance along with us, and laugh along with us to the Joyce Barry Match.
I was listening to Blog Talk Radio when my ears heard something that I did know. From the speakers of my laptop I heard a voice. It was the White Oprah, also known as Joyce.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash. I felt so inspired by her show, and her poetry was just so good, you know. I want to listen to Joyce again and again, as Joyce would say, if not now, when?
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She is a coaching smash.
He did the mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
He did the mash.
The Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Joyce knows all about having fun.
Wow.
She's a home business wizard and she's just begun.
Wow.
She's
wow.
a coaching sensation for not just me or
wow.
you or her. It's for everyone.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Joyce Barry mash.
She's a home business smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Do the Joyce Barry mash.
Wow.
Have a fantastic day and listen to Joyce Barry and Friends.